This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
While Santa's annual visit to good girls and boys is coming soon, the story of how the Santa float that carries him in the Haliburton Christmas Parade is nothing short of a holiday miracle. Conceived and constructed by members of the Haliburton Lions Club in 2004, the float is a source of pride and an example of the good that can come from a shared goal and hard work. Lions Club members David Mills and Jim Frost visited the Canoe FM studios recently to talk about how the beloved Santa float came to be and what it means both to club members and to the community. They both say that the float is the star of the parade every year.
First of all, it's a fabulous float. You know, other clubs have seen it and they say, can we borrow it for
our parade?
Yeah, we get asked to borrow it. Yeah. Of course, the answer is no, because it's not really roadworthy. You know, the fact that we bring it up from the storage barn on the road is probably a stretch, but we always have a follow car and a pace car in front to make sure that we don't hold up traffic too much. So it was designed by Haliburton Lions, three gentlemen, all who have since passed away. It was Ken Noble, Jim Meadows, and
Ernie Winterburn.
And with the help of Sam Charlton. And Sam, at that time, he wasn't a Lion, but he managed the landfill site. And nobody knows that Sam Charlton was also a skilled craftsman. And so the reindeer you see are styrofoam, and they're all hand-carved by him. And they're 1/8 size of a white-tailed deer. And then he got people together, Lions members, to paint them. And he was detail-oriented. You had to paint them properly, and he oversaw that. And a lot of the mechanics that operate the reindeer going up and down came from the dump. They're all leftovers and so on. So somebody donated the cutter, you know, but, you know, so the three Lions built it, and they built it knowing it was going to be a daytime parade. And so the first few times it was used, it was during the daytime. And then somebody had this bright idea that it would be a nighttime parade.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had to go ahead and we had to put lights in it. So we're always doing that. So that's been the challenge, some of the challenges of bringing it up. So we store it in Marty's barn down at where the Highland Taxi is. And it sits there all year covered with a tarp. And then we go down and we take the tarp off and see what damage we've done since last year and clean it up a bit. And depending on what the weather was like that year, how dirty it is, you know, because you drag it through slush and all that kind of stuff. And see what's broken, needs repairing, and so on. So we know we still have to fix one tree, and we'll fix that the day of putting the tarp on. I think we just snapped the top off, but we'll fix that. And Santa was complaining because we have lights shining on Santa, and they're so bright in his eyes that he can't see the kids. So we've now replaced those nice bright white ones with yellow lights, and we think he'll be okay. And we put some more lights inside the sleigh. So hopefully kids will see him, and he'll be able to see them. And every year we have to be careful because those reindeer are irreplaceable. Like there's nobody going to carve them anymore. We have significant insurance on that float. If we had to replace the reindeer, then I'm sure there'd be plastic of some kind. It wouldn't look nearly as good. And every year something happens. So right now, reindeer number 7 is downstairs in my basement under repair because when we were putting him up, we broke his tail off. And I call him lucky number 7 because we broke his leg twice already, so I'm the kind of reindeer repair person.
The Lions Club's Santa float is much more to both Frost and Mills than just part of the parade. For both of them, the float is all about bringing joy to the children in the community, and they're proud of keeping the tradition alive for everyone to enjoy.
It just gives a sense of pride, really, because as a Lion, and David would certainly agree because he's involved with the float more than others, we're so proud of it. And as we mentioned, we do get calls. Every year I get calls from other small towns they've seen our parade, can we borrow that float, etc. And also, I get a sense of pride with the community that supports the parade and how many floats. You saw that, the video of the parade, it was huge. I've been told by many old timers that that was the longest and biggest parade they've ever had in this town. It was huge. And the support is amazing. The atmosphere is terrific. There has been once or twice when being a night parade, there's been a full moon shining down on the main street, and that just is terrific.
Maintaining the float and keeping it both functional and beautiful has always been a labor of love for the Lions Club. Mills remembers how when the float landed in a ditch, the OPP came to the rescue. Mills applauds the creativity and drive of the float's builders for bringing a vision for the community to life.
First of all, people don't realize, but when we put the float in the barn or take it out, it's done manually. We can't back it in with a vehicle because it's an old hay wagon. So 2 years ago, they thought they'd try it. Because you know what guys are like, I can do that. And the float ended up in the ditch right outside the barn. So, and right on Kashkawigalock Lake Road, so we couldn't leave it there. So, and Betty was with me, so we called the OPP, and the OPP officer came and stayed with us. And they were sitting in the car, and then finally they got a tow truck to come and tow us, and he was really good. And he finally got it half up on his flatbed and put it in Marty's yard. And then the next day he came back, because he was also a portable welder, and he fixed it for us. And I said, well, thank you. And I said, don't forget to send us the bill. He says, no charge. You're Lions.
And that so happens a lot.
Prepared it for nothing.
Gosh.
Yeah. So that was pretty amazing to do that. And the creativity of those four guys who created this out of their own head, you know, there had to be old McDonald's farm. There had to be. There had to be a church. Put it in there and to do that. And the community really contributed. Like, we didn't pay for it all.
And the cutter.
Businesses donated the materials and paid for the material.
So, John and Rhonda Francis donated the cutter. It was for sale. But when they found out what it was for.
Small community can do really big things if you just set your mind to it. And, you know, it's a challenge. I mean, every year, you know, we're getting a little older, you know, so Jim's son, he comes with a bunch of guys from Emerson Lumber, and they come and help us get the float out. And at the end of the parade, they're there to help us push the float back in. So, teamwork.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.